الحمد لله الذي بيده تغيير الأحوال وتبديلها.
Praise be to God, in whom whose hands is the changing of all circumstances and conditions.
وإليه مرجع آخرها كما كان منه مبتدأ أولها.
To him is the return of all affairs just as they emerge from him.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الأمر من قبل ومن بعد.
I bear witness that there is only one God and that Muhammad is his messenger, and to him belongs the affair from before and after.
وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أكرم عابد وأجل عبد.
And I bear witness that our liege Lord Muhammad is his messenger and the most honorable servant in the eyes of God.
Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik wa karrim ala abdika al-Mustafa Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali wa sahbihi wa man sara fi darbi ila yawmiddin.
May the peace and blessings of God be upon our liege Lord Muhammad and his family and companions and all of those that follow him until the Day of Judgment.
وَعَلَى جَمِيعِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالْمُرْسَلِينَ وَآلِ كُلِّ مِنْهُمْ وَأَصْحَابِهِمْ وَتَابِعِيهِمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ.
And upon all of the other prophets and messengers, their family, companions and righteous from their various communities until the Day of Judgment.
أَمَّا بَعْدُ فَإِنَّ محاولة التغيير للأحوال جارية في عالم البشر بتصورات مختلفة متعددة.
So attempts to make changes in the world in which we all live, that is a part of our reality as human beings, and it's done so through various perceptions and ideas.
ولهم على ضوء ذلك انطلاقات واستعمال وسائل على أوجه مختلفة.
And that in light of this, that we find that there's many different ways that people set out to do this.
وإن خالق الإنسان وهو خالق الكون كله من حول الإنسان جل جلاله قد ذكر على ألسن أنبيائه سنته في تغيير الكون وتبديل ما فيه.
And the creator of all human beings, and in fact the creator of the entire universe, mentioned his sunnah, meaning that his way in which he generally grants change to emerge.
وذكر لنا في القرآن التشابه بين الأمم والطوائف في طريقة تفكيرهم وفي أقوالهم وأعمالهم.
And that he mentioned that people over the spans of history having similar ways of seeing things and similar ideas such that they resemble one another. That it is said in the Quran that in reference to addressing the Prophet, that they say to you, O Prophet, that which was said to those that came before you.
وقال كذلك ما أتى الذين من قبلهم من رسول إلا قالوا ساحر أو مجنون.
And it is also in a Quranic address to the Prophet that there came no prophet before you, except that they also said that he was a sorcerer or a madman.
وقالوا لولا يكلمنا الله أو تأتينا آية كذلك قال الذين من قبلهم مثل قولهم تشابهت قلوبهم.
That another verse says that were not God to speak to us directly, or we to receive a sign, that this is what the people said before, and their hearts have resembled one another.
يحصل في هذا الكون ما يكون من تطورات واختلافات في استعمال الوسائل واستخدام آلات الكون.
So that we find that different items related to progress and different means that engender this progress are used throughout different times.
لكن نفس البشرية هي النفس البشرية.
But human beings are human beings. They're the same over time.
وأحوال الناس ما بين إيمان وجحود هي هي.
And the states of people in relation to faith and disbelief are the same throughout history.
إكبار وتقدير ومعرفة لقدر القيم والمبادئ أو استخفاف بها هو هو.
And people's approach to values is also the same, whether that they consider them important and honor them, or whether they belittle them and turn away from them.
فلا يغير في ذات الإنسان تغييرا جوهريا ما يحدث من الخارج للإنسان إنما حقيقة هذا الإنسان بخيرية بما استعدت له من خير أو شر تنبعث وتتوجه نحو الخير أو نحو الشر.
And so that we find that there's no fundamental change that takes place within the soul of the human being when they're exposed to these different changing circumstances. The only thing that really happens is the human being's approach being susceptible to different responses.
وإنما تفيد الوسائل لأهل الخير انطلاقا سريعا في خيرهم أو قويا وكذلك لأهل الشر.
That the modern means of communication and technology that only will enhance a person's approach to the various to their various perspectives, whether they are working for a good cause or they are working for some type of dissension.
وخلق الإنسان نفسه ليس مرجعه إليه ولم يكن له اختيار فيه.
That indeed in the very creation of the human being himself, that we had no choice in terms of how we were created and everything else that took place in that.
لم يكن شيئا مذكورا ثم كان لا بأمره.
That we are, as it were, that a thing that no one knew about, that was not remembered, and then that we found ourselves existing.
فابتدئ إذن بالإخراج من العدم منة وفضلا من الخالق.
And so that we were brought into existence from non-existence as give a blessing from our Creator.
فالخالق هو المبتدئ بالنعم.
That the Creator is the one who gave us these blessings and began these blessings.
ثم إن هذا الإنسان يصدر منه في مقابلة نعم الخالق إما إيمان به أو تكذيب.
And so in reference to the way that these blessings are received as it pertains to the human being, that they will either belie them or that they will have approached them with a faith basis.
وبعد الإيمان إما عمل بما اقتضاه على منهج الله تعالى أو ضعف في ذلك ونقص.
And then after the element of faith, as it's translated into action, it will either be acted upon with strength, meaning that they will follow the details, or that it will be acted upon in a weak fashion, meaning that much will be left out.
وبعد التكذيب إما وقوف من الإنسان عند مقتضى للفطرة بأن يكف الشر ولا يتمنى نشر الضر ولا الفساد في الناس وإما أن يتعدى ذلك.
As pertains to disbelief, that a human being will either stop short of extending harm to others based upon their natural disposition and their natural state, or that they will go beyond the limits and transgress.
وعلى حسب انطلاق الكل في هذه النواحي يصدر في الكون أيضا تغييرات لا اختيار للخلق فيها.
And so based upon these different approaches, and that the different choices that people make, that we will find that a number of things happen in creation that are beyond the realm of our voluntary choices.
وَلِأَلَّا يَظُنَّ النَّاسُ أَنَّهُمْ بِتَصَرُّفَاتِهِمْ وَتَرْتِيبَاتِهِمْ وَأَخْذِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابَ فِي الْكَوْنِ هُمُ الْمُتَصَرِّفُونَ وَيَغْفَلُونَ عَنْ أَنَّ لِلْكَوْنِ قُوَّةَ تَتَصَرَّفُ فِيهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْدِثُ أَحْدَاثًا عَلَى مَدَى التَّارِيخِ غَرِيبَةً تَخْرُجُ عَنْ أَطْوَارِ اخْتِيَارِ النَّاسِ وَقُدُرَاتِهِمْ.
One of the wisdoms that when we look around and we see things happening that are well beyond the human being's perceptions and conceptions about things that could possibly happen is that God is showing his power in that these things that happen that are completely unexpected to the human mind.
تحدث أمثال الزلازل على ظهر الأرض وربما أن الذي رأى نفسه قويا ورتب نفسه ترتيبا كثيرا عند حدوثها يتضرر أكثر من الآخر.
And we see, for instance, earthquakes, and that this is being a phenomenon that takes place, and that even those that might have prepared for these very earthquakes that might strike, that sometimes that they are more harmed by them than those that were not prepared.
يطالع الناس هذه الأيام من آثار عظمة المكون وحكمته في إظهار قدرته ما جرى في اليابان مثلا.
So for instance, when we see recently in the news what happened in Japan, that we are seeing one of these examples of the manifestation of the power of God and His wisdom behind this ultimately divine act.
وتصرفات الإنسان منها ما يتعلق بشخصه ومنها ما ينال الآخرين.
And as for the dealings and actions of the human being, that they're either related to one's own self or that in terms of their interactions with others.
ومع كون الكل له تأثير لكن التأثير الأسرع لما كان يمس الآخرين.
That all of these impact, you know, the reality in which we live, however, that the interactions that take place between human beings that obviously influence things more.
ولهذا ضرب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المثل في تعجيل عقوبة البغي وقطيعة الرحم.
And this is why that we see that the Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of God be upon him, that he gave us an example, a similitude, about those that transgress against others and also those that don't maintain their bonds of kinship.
وَكَمْ يُشَاهِدُ النَّاسُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ مَنْ كَانَ يُحْسِنُ الْبِرَّ بِالْأَبَوَيْنِ أَنْ يَاتِيَ غَالِبًا لَهُ أَوْلَادٌ يُحْسِنُونَ بِرَّ.
That how many times have we seen that those that were good to their parents when they were young, that they don't grow older except that they also have children that are good to them.
كما يشاهد العكس بالعكس أيضا.
Just as we see the opposite happening as well.
والحق تعالى ذكر من سنته في الوجود إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم.
That God mentioned in the Quran His Sunnah, meaning the way He normally deals with creation, as is stated in a verse, indeed, that God does not change the condition of a people until they change the condition of themselves.
فربط الحق تبارك وتعالى إحداثه للتغييرات فيما يتعلق بالإنعام على الإنسان وتسخير الأسباب له أو بسلب هذه النعم وحصول الشدائد عليه بما في نفس هذا الإنسان من التغير.
And so that we find that God has related two things here in creation. In particular, that the human being and the subjugation of these various blessings that exist within the universe and their susceptibility to benefiting from what God has created, that this is directly related to the extent that the human being brings about change in their own self, either to the good or bad.
وقد تأتي النتائج بعد مرور فترة يكون العذر فيها لمن لم يعتبر ويكون فيها شدة الاغترار لمن يغتر.
And so that the results of this might take some time to come clear before that we really see that those who were deluded and how they came out of the situation as opposed to those who were sincere in their changes.
وهذا النبي نوح على نبينا وعليه وجميع الأنبياء أفضل الصلاة والسلام مكث بعد استلامه الرسالة قائما بحق الله تعالى 950 سنة في مخاطبة قومه.
And that we see that the prophet Noah, according to the Quranic understanding, remained for 950 years calling his people to the truth that after he received prophecy.
ولا شك أنه في خلال هذه السنين تحدث أشياء كثيرة فيها عبرة ولكن يبقى المكابر لا يعتبر.
That without doubt that there is a number of things that would have happened over this long span of time, but still that we find a similar response to the one that stubbornly refused to accept the truth. And the greatest changes didn't come about until all of this time passed.
فأهلك القوم المكذبون بعد أن صبر عليهم هذا النبي هذه المدة الطويلة إهلاكا تاما.
And so that we see that those who denied the message were completely destroyed. That those that throughout this period, that when the time came and that they were, after they were given respite, eventually they were completely destroyed.
غير ما بنفسه من الشر إلى الخير من آمن بالنبي نوح بعدما سمع دعوة الله.
And so that after those who believed in the Prophet Noah, and that after this this call was made, that they had the ability to change in themselves these positive and negative tendencies.
وَكَانُوا قَلِيلًا نَحْوُ الثَّمَانِينَ نَفَرٍ.
And it was only about 80 people in all.
مع أنه كان يدعوهم بشتى الوسائل وبصبر عميق حتى يضربه من يضربه منهم حتى يغمى عليه فإذا أفاق عاود تبصيرهم والتبين لهم.
And so that we found that he called them in a number of ways, and that he did everything that he could to reach out to them, and he went through a lot of difficulties, that he was persecuted, and he went through physical struggle because of this, and every time that he would bounce back and then find different ways to convey the message.
وَلَمَّا طَالَتْ مُدَّةُ الصَّبْرِ كَانَتِ النَّتِيجَةُ أَكْبَرُ وَأَعْظَمُ.
That the more that the period of time extended, that was that he had to be patient therein, that the greater the results eventually were.
وَهَكَذَا عَادَةُ الْإِنسَانِ يَغْتَرُّ وَيَسْتَبْطِئُ الْأَمْرَ ولكنه لا يعلم أنه إن أبطأ الأمر كان أثره أكبر وأقوى.
And that this is the nature of the human being, is that we want things to happen quickly. That we don't realize, though, that through patience and the longer extension of time, that the greater the results will be in the end.
وهذا من معنى قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله ليملي للظالم حتى يأخذه فإذا أخذه لم يفلته.
And that this is one of the meanings of the prophetic statement, that indeed God will grant respite to an oppressor, and then when that oppressor is taken, though, that he will be destroyed.
بل قد يستعجل الذين يظلمون ويجحدون بوجود إلههم ويقولون الأنبياء هاتوا العذاب الذي عندكم هذا التغيير الذي معكم.
And that we might even find that a certain type of person, when that they, after their response to the call is that they want the punishment that is being, they're being warned about, to hasten to them, because they'll say that, you know, bring about this punishment if this is really true.
ومع ذلك فالنتائج جميعها كانت خيبة لمن كذب ولمن ظلم.
And that's their understanding of change, but we see that a similar end to those that are in this state of denial and who are also people of oppression.
وهكذا نجد هذا النبي نوح بعد هذا الصبر الطويل كان واحد من أفراد أسرته بل اثنان لم يغيروا ما بأنفسهم.
That we see that in the story of the prophet Noah, that after this long period of time, that there was one or two people in his family that still hadn't yet changed the state of their own soul.
امرأته وابنه.
That his wife and his son.
ولقد نادى ابنه وقال يا بني اركب معنا ولا تكن مع الكافرين.
And that Noah spoke to his son, and he said that, O son of mine, that, you know, board with us, meaning here in Noah's ark, and don't be from those that are, stay behind. He says that I will take refuge in a mountain that will protect me from the water. This is an example of the way that human beings become deluded in relying upon the means or anything in the realm of the outward.
لكن الحقيقة ما قرره النبي نوح بقوله إن الله لا يغير ما بقوله لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله إلا من رحم.
But the reality was that as that Noah said, and he said that no one will be safe today except he who submits to the command of God.
وعند استعمال الوسائل والأسباب قد يكون الإنسان منقطعا عن الإله المسبب معتمدا على الأسباب وقد يكون مع هذا السبب متصلا بالإله سبحانه وتعالى ومعتمدا عليه.
So in general, in terms of the human being's interaction with the means and all of this outward aspects of human engagement, that they could either be disconnected from a their God consciousness of the existence of their Creator, or that they could be connected, meaning that they do that outwardly, but their hearts are connected and conscious.
فَيَغْلِبُ سَبَّبُ مَنِ اتَّصَلَ بِالْمُسَبِّبِ عَلَى الْأَسْبَابِ الْقَوِيَّةِ عِنْدَ الْآخَرِ.
And so that when it's only left in the realm of the means, that those that have greater means will be able to overcome those with lesser means.
مَعَنَّ الْآخَرْ قَدْ يَغْتَرُّ بِأَسْبَابِهِ وَيَتَحَدَّ هَذَا.
And that even though that the other group, that they might become deluded with what they have in the realms of the means and think that they can overcome the first party.
وَالَّذِينَ قَاتَلُوا الْأَنْبِيَاءِ فِي صَدٍ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَتَكْذِيبٍ لِمَا جَاءُوا بِهِ عامة المقابلات التي تم فيها النصر للأنبياء وأتباعهم إلى أن بعث نبينا ثم بعد نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم في انتشار الإسلام في الأقطار عامة وأكثر وغالب المقابلات التي تمت كان النصر فيها للجيش الذي كان أقل عدة وأقل عددا.
And so that we find spanning the prophetic legacy, that those that belied the various prophetic messages and that they stood up against them and persecuted the prophets from the earliest of times all throughout prophetic history into the last prophet and even beyond that as Islam spread into many places throughout the world, that the majority of the victories that were given to those that represent the prophetic legacy or the prophets themselves, that if you match up the resources from one side to the other, or the means compared to one side to the other, that the one that had the lesser means and lesser resources were given victory most of the time.
وقرر الله هذه الحقيقة بقوله لقد نصركم الله في مواطن كثيرة ويوم حنين إذا أعجبتكم كثرتكم فلم تغن عنكم شيئا وكانت الهزيمة في البداية.
And that God clarified this meaning when he said in the Quran that indeed God has given you victory in many different places, but the day of Hunayn, which was a battle, that you were impressed by your numbers and that it didn't help you at all.
وَكَانَ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ يَسْخَرُونَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَوَ يَسْتَعْمِلُ السَّبَبَ بِصُنْعِ السَّفِينَةِ.
And that the people of Noah, that they used to mock him, and that they used to belittle the fact that he built his ark.
كان يصنع السفينة بأمر الله تعالى.
That he built his ark only through the command of God.
فكانت من ألواح ودسر أي مسامير يشد بها الألواح.
That it was built out of wood and it was nailed together.
والقوم يسخرون منه.
And that people were mocking him for doing this.
كلما مر عليه ملأ من قومه سخروا منه.
That every time one of his people would pass by him, that they would laugh at him.
يرون أنها وسائل متخلفة وأسباب ضعيفة.
That they saw that, you know, he was not a person of his time, and this was something, you know, very insignificant, and that what he was doing.
وجاءت بعد ذلك الأمواج الكبيرة فما نفعت الجبال ولا غيره.
And then after that, according to the story, when the great waves came, that no mountains even helped, that it was only those that had boarded the ark.
ولم ينفع الناس أيضا سفينة أخرى غير سفينة نوح وإن كانت أكبر منها أو أقوى.
Even though that there was other ships that they didn't benefit, it was only the Noah's Ark.
نرى السفن الآن مع تقدم الصناعة تعرض بعض الكبار منها لشيء من الموجات بل أحيانا لشيء من الحوت بل لشيء من الشدائد أو الرياح في البحر فتتكسر وتغرق.
That we see even today with despite the improvements in modern technology, even the greatest of ships, that when you have large waves and these huge swells in the depths of the ocean, that we find that they also, many of them can't withstand it.
وهذه قابلت أمواجا غطت البرار والبحار.
And that this ark, that it was able to stand up against these waves that covered the different lands.
وطمت فوق الجبال كلها.
And that even covered the highest mountains.
فأي قوة فيها قاومت هذا كله.
So what kind of power was there such to resist the power of the ocean?
يقول الحق ففتحنا أبواب السماء بماء منهمر.
And God says that we opened up from heavens and gushing out of water and overflowing water.
وفجرنا الأرض عيونا فالتقى الماء على أمر قد قدر.
And the springs of the earth pour forth.
فأثار تسونامي مباشرة تجي إلى أحدث المصانع وتفسدها.
So that we see that from the earthquake, the tsunami that ensued, that it destroyed even the most technologically safe power plants.
فما هذه السفينة التي لا تؤثر فيها الأمطار الغزيرة ولا تفجر الأرض عيون؟
So what kind of ark was this that even though that there was this outpour of rain and this pouring forth of water from the very springs? And so then God says that the springs of the earth poured forth.
وحملناه يعني نوح من معه على ذات ألواح ودسر يعني سفينة لها ألواح من الخشب ودسر من الحديد يشد الخشب.
And God says, and that we carry them on these planks that were nailed together, meaning that this was a ship built out of wood and nailed together.
لكن السر في قوتها ودوامها حتى ذهبت هذه الأمواج كلها ما قالت تجري بأعيننا أي برعايتنا وحفظنا وكلاءتنا.
The secret on why that the ship was able to resist was mentioned in the verse that comes after that, where it says that it is staying afloat because it is under our care. Meaning here, a word was used that indicated this, that this was the divine solicitude was taking care of Noah's ark.
فَلَمَّا كَانَتْ تَجْرِي بِعَيْنِ اللَّهِ مَا تَمَكَّنَ مِنْهَا شَيْءٌ مِنْ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ.
That because that it was under the divine solicitude that nothing was able to destroy it.
وَهَذَا الَّذِي قَالَ لِنَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا.
And that it was also stated to our Prophet Muhammad that it says that indeed that you are under our supervision, meaning we are looking after you.
فَكَمْ فَكَّرَ فِي قَتْلِهِ وَتَعْذِيبِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ مِنْ عَقْلِيَاتٍ كَثِيرًا مِنْ أَيَّامِ حَيَاتِهِ.
That mean there was many times, how many times it happened in the Prophet's life that people tried to take his life and they tried to harm him and using the guile of the intellect to overcome him.
وتعرض لحوادث كثيرة صلى الله عليه وسلم وتعرض أصحابه لأذايا كثيرة والآن بعد 1400 سنة أين ذكره.
That there was many people that tried to take the life of the Prophet as well as his companions and tried to extinguish the very light of Islam, but still 1400 years plus, that how who are we mentioning?
لا يمر يوم على ظهر الأرض إلا وفي العالم من يتجدد إيمانه بهذا النبي ويدخل عدد في كل يوم في العالم يؤمنون بهذا النبي.
That there is not a single day that passes except there's someone who attains a renewed faith in this prophet, and except that there are people that come to accept his teachings in the world.
وهذه سنة الله في الصادقين الثابتين على ما يحب ربهم منهم.
And this is what God normally causes to happen with those that are truthful and that are have the, and the, to those that are truthful.
كاد أن يخنقه قومه بمكة وكادوا له الكيد إلى آخر ليلة كان بمكة أنفذ الخطة لقتله.
And so that there were times where they tried to choke the Prophet to death until the very day that he had to leave and migrate to Medina that they tried to take his life. How many things of this sort happened?
وبعد إعداد الخطة قال الله له دعهم ينفذون الخطة وكن في بيتك حتى تنفذ خطتهم.
And so that they had these plans to take his life. And then that he was informed and it was revealed to him that he should stay in his house despite their attempt to carry out their plans.
أتوا بعشرة من الشباب متفرقين من القبائل معهم سيوف حادة مسمومة أيضا ليضربوه ضربة رجل واحد.
There was about 10 young men that were chosen that were all going to attempt to take the life of the Prophet and to do so simultaneously and collectively, and they all had sores that the tips of which were poisoned, and so that if they did this that they couldn't take retribution upon any particular tribe.
توصلوا إلى هذه الفكرة بعد مداولات ومشاورات واجتماعات لكبارهم.
that after they, this was the idea that they had and the plot that came about after their discussions and the strategic sessions with some of the chieftains of the various tribes. And that this plot was executed from the beginning till the very end when they planned to try to take his life.
وعند آخر خطوة أفسد الله الخطة كلها.
But at the very end of the plot, that God spoiled their plans.
بأي شيء.
And how was this done?
لا صواعق نزلت.
That there wasn't, they weren't struck by lightning.
ولا أمطار.
Nor was there rain.
ولا زلزال في الأرض.
Nor was there an earthquake.
ولا نار انبعثت.
That nor was there a fire.
ولكن بنوم سلطه على أعين الشباب وانتهت الخطة من أولها إلى آخرها.
That what happened was that God caused them all to go to sleep, and that was the end of their plots.
وخرج النبي وهم بسيوفهم نائمين تحت بيته.
And the prophet left his house, and while he's passing by them, that they were all sleeping with the swords in their hand.
كل واحد مدلم براسه نائم.
Every one of them was, their head was sagging because they were sleeping.
ولما خرج لم يكن يغتنم فرصة نومهم يجري بسرعة.
That is when the prophet went out and saw this condition, that he didn't just take the opportunity and hasten away.
بل وقف ينظر ويحمل تراب من الأرض يضعه على فوق رؤوسهم على مفوق هذا وهذا وهذا.
And looked at them and took a little bit of dust and walked in one by one, poured some dust on each one of their heads.
الإنسان العادي يقول لا تكلموا يمكن ينبه يقوم يمسكك لكن هذا يمر عليهم واحد بعد واحد.
That a normal person would have said that, you know, why would you pour dust on them? They might wake up and then try to take your life. But he went by and one by one and poured dust on their heads.
حتى رقبه بعض الأعرابي من بعيد وهو يضع التراب فوق الرؤوس.
That from a distance a desert Arab saw him doing this.
ومشى في طريقه.
And then he went about his way.
مر على بيت أبي بكر.
And he passed by the house of Abu Bakr.
فخرج حتى كان خروج أبو بكر من باب غير الباب الذي اعتاد الخروج منه.
And so that when Abu Bakr came out, that he came out of a door, and this is all the story of the migration, from other than the door he normally exited.
ووصل الأعرابي فوق الشباب النائمين يقول ما بالكم.
And that this desert Arab came down and spoke to these young men and said, you know, what's wrong with you? They said that we're looking for Muhammad. He said that Muhammad, he's already left, that he even passed by you and poured dust on all of your heads. That they all had felt then that the dust that was on their heads.
وانتشر الخبر.
That they became angry, and as this news spread,
في وقت خروج من بيت أبي بكر صادف أبا جهل مقبلا في الطريق.
That while the Prophet was walking out with Abu Bakr, that they found Abu Jahl walking towards them.
زعيم من زعماء الدولة التي تريد تقتل رسول الله.
That this is one of the leaders that was a part of these confederation of chieftains that wanted to take the life of the Messenger of God.
فلما أقبلوا قال رسول الله إذا كلمك فكلمه فإنه لن يراني.
And that as he was approaching, that the Prophet said to Abu Bakr, speak to him because he won't be able to see me.
فلما وصل أمامهم يقول يا أبا بكر أين ذهب صاحبك.
And that as Abu Jahl approached, that he asked Abu Bakr, you know, where did your companion go?
وأخذ يزأر ويغضب ويتكلم والنبي أمامه وهو لا يرى.
And that he was very irritated and angry and passionate, and he didn't see that the Prophet was standing next to Abu Bakr.
ومشى وإياه إلى غار ثور.
And that they then preceded Abu Bakr and Prophet Muhammad to the mountain of Thawr, the cave of Thawr.
كان نتيجة هذا الصبر كله وفي غار ثور جلسوا 3 أيام أن فتحت مكة بعد ذلك على النبي.
That we see that the end results of these 3 blessed days that the Prophet spent in the cave of Thor was eventually it culminated in the opening of Mecca.
لكنه عند فتحها لم يثأر لنفسه ولم يغضب لنفسه ولم ينتقم لها.
That we see that when Mecca was opened, that the Prophet did not get angry for his own self, nor did he take vengeance.
وقال للقوم اذهبوا فأنتم الطلقاء.
And he said to his people for them to go, because indeed that you are all free.
في سورة كيف الصبر وما حملته النفوس من الصدق عند رسول الله وأبي بكر أعلم أن هذا الغار يحتاج منك إذا أنت نشيط أن تمشي ساعتين في الجبل حتى تصل إليه.
Just to open up the window to understand the truthfulness and sincerity of our Prophet and Abu Bakr, that this mountain that still exists, that it takes about 2 hours to reach it.
وكان كل ليلة يأتيهم عبد الله بن أبي بكر وأسمى بنت أبي بكر تأتيهم بالطعام في الليل.
And I mean a 2 hour climb to reach the cave, and every day that Abu Bakr's son and daughter would come to them once a day.
صارت الطريق الآن ممهدة.
That now that the road is paved.
لكن وقت مجيئه ما كانت ممهدة.
In their time that it wasn't paved.
وقبل والعام الماضي أنا طلعت مع جماعة من الشباب.
That last year that we climbed to this cave with a bunch of young people.
فكنا في الطريق يقول بعض شبابي وقد تعب هذه أول مرة وآخر مرة أطلع فيها إلى هذا المكان.
Some of the young men that were with me were saying that this is the first and last time that I'm going to climb up to this cave.
فقلت لهم ولكن أسماء بنت أبي بكر ما قالت أول مرة وآخر مرة.
And I told them that Asma, the daughter of Abu Bakr, didn't say that to the Prophet that this is the first and last time she's going to climb the mountain.
بل كانت كل ليلة تطلع.
That she used to come every night.
فما أعظم صبر أبي بكر وبيته بيت صدق.
That what great patience that Abu Bakr had. That he, and likewise his household was one of sincerity.
مع أنها كانت تحمل الطعام.
Yeah, and she used to carry food for the Prophet.
وهي أيضا حامل في بطنها بالولد.
While simultaneously she was pregnant.
كان في أشهرها المتأخرة.
And that this was towards the latter part of her pregnancy.
وتصعد كل ليلة.
But still every night that she'd climb the mountain.
ثم هاجرت فكان طفلها أول مولود للمهاجرين بالمدينة.
And then she migrated and her child was the first one to be born from the children of the migrants.
رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عنها.
May God be pleased with her.
ووسط الغار أيضا وصل المشركون إلى عند الغار.
And that while that the Prophet and Abu Bakr were in the cave, that the some of the polytheists reached the cave.
من الوسائل التي استعملوها فن يسمى فن الجيافة. كان أهل الجيافة يقصون الأثر ويعرفون الإنسان أين توجه بالشم وتتبع أثره في الأرض.
That they were very adept at tracking, and they had the ability to track the footsteps, and there were certain smells that they were able to follow and reach the point where they thought that the Prophet Abu Bakr were.
وجاءوا ببعض أهل هذه الخبرة ومشوا بهم في نفس الطريق التي مشى فيها رسول الله أبو بكر.
And so they hired some professional trackers that they traced the exact steps where the Prophet and Abu Bakr traveled.
حتى صعدوا في الجبل.
Until that they climbed the mountain.
ثم قال القائف لا أدري انقطع أثرهما هنا.
And that then the tracker said that I don't know, that I no longer see their traces.
فلا أدري أطلع على السماء أم نزل الأرض.
He says, I have no idea, did they go into the middle of the earth or did they ascend into heaven?
أعتذر المشركون قال اذهب أنت لا تعرف كيف يطلعون السماء وينزلون الأرض.
And then they fired him and said that, what are you speaking about? How can you not track them?
وكان الغار الممر مرتفع والغار منخفض.
And so that where the path ended, that the only place to go was upwards towards the mountain, and the cave where the Prophet was in, it was down in a slope slightly.
فَلَمَّا مَرُّوا رَأَى سَيِّدْنَا بُكْرَ أَقْدَامَهُ.
That as they passed, that Sayyidina Abu Bakr saw their feet.
وَسَمِعَ تَحَاوُرَ.
And he heard them speaking.
وَدَمَعَتْ عَيْنَهُ.
And then he started to weep.
قال له النبي ما يبكيك.
And the Prophet asked him why he was what would make him cry.
قال يا رسول الله لو نظر أحدهم موضع قدمه لرآنا.
He said that, O Messenger of God, were one of them to look at their feet, they would have seen us.
وإن يقتلوني فإنما أنا ابن أبي قحافة لكن أنت إن تقتل تهلك الأمة.
He says that if they kill me, that I'm just the son of Abu Quhafa, but if they take your life, that the entire nation will be destroyed.
قال يا أبا بكر ما ظنك باثنين الله ثالثهما.
And the Prophet said to Abu Bakr that, O Abu Bakr, what do you think of two people, that Allah is their third?
لا تحزن إن الله معنا.
that do not grieve, indeed God is with us. وإذا بالعنكبوت في نفس الوقت نسجت على فم الغار بيتا لها. And then we see at this time that there was a spider that spun a web over the entrance of the cave.
قال بعض المشركين ربما أنهم في هذا الغار.
That some of the polytheists said that they might be in this cave.
فقال له بعض كبارهم.
And that some of the elders said,
يا أبله ما ترى العنكبوت في الغار.
He says that, you know, oh fool, don't you see that there's a spider web blocking the entrance?
هذه العنكبوت أقدم من ميلاد محمد.
So this spider has been there from before the Prophet was born. Muhammad was born.
أنت تريد تضيع علينا الوقت. امش نلحقه.
Said you're just wasting our time. Let's keep walking so we can find him.
فمشوا.
And then they left.
وهل ممكن حماية بالعنكبوت؟
That can someone, will a spider's web really protect someone?
إذا واحد بيتحصن يجيب العنكبوت.
That if someone wants to build a fortress, they're going to build
a spider's web. البيوت بيت العنكبوت.
That God says that the weakest of houses is the spider's web.
بإصبعك تزيلها.
That you could just move it with your finger.
لكن الله.
But God.
هو الذي حمى نبيه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
He is the one that protected his prophet.
وهكذا نجد أهل المدينة غيروا ما بأنفسهم فاتبعوا رسول الله فرفع الله قدرهم وشانهم.
And such that we see that those living, meaning the companions in Medina with the prophet, that they changed the state of their own souls, and that God that changed their state and lifted their remembrance.
وإن ذكرهم اليوم لفي شرق الأرض وغربها.
Such that they are mentioned in all over the world, east to west, to this day.
وفي المدينة كم تعرض صلى الله عليه وسلم للقتل.
That how many times did people try to take his life while he was in Medina?
جاءه بعض زعماء القبائل من المشركين يقول أتجعل لي الأمر من بعدك.
That some of the tribal leaders came to the Prophet and said, you know, that can we be in control of this affair after you?
يقول ليس لي ولا لك إنما ذلك لله.
He said, this is not for me to give or to speak about, nor you, that this is the affair of God.
وقد اتفق مع صاحبه إني سأكلمه وحده وبربه أنت من خلفه.
And that this particular tribal leader had agreed with another one of his friends that while he's speaking to the Prophet that he was going to strike him with a sword.
وَإِنَّ أَصْحَابَهُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ لَا يُقَاتِلُونَ قَبَائِلَنَا فَنُعْطِيهُمْ الدِّيَةَ.
And that he said that those that are with him are not going to take vengeance towards our tribe, that we'll just pay the blood indemnity.
قال للنبي تعالوا كلمك.
And that he said to the Prophet, you know, come here so I can speak to you.
فقام معه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet stood up.
فأخذ يكلمه ويريد صاحبه أن يضربه من خلفه.
And that while he was speaking to him, he was hoping that his friend was going to strike him.
وأخذه وصاحبه بدأ ينزع السيف فنزعه مقدار شبر فيبست يده.
And that he started to pull his sword from the sheath, and as he's pulling it out, that his hand became paralyzed.
أخذ يحاول إخراجه ما يخرج.
He was trying to take it out, but it wouldn't come out.
أبطأ عليه تكلم يريد يضرب ما ضرب.
That he's speaking to him and just saying, you know, thinking that he's going to come from the back and strike him, but something went wrong.
يأشر عليه بعينه وبإصبعه ماشي.
That he's pointing, he's looking at him with his eyes and pointing to him with his finger, but nothing's happening.
فلما طال الأمر التفت النبي وإذا بالرجل يحاول إخراج سيفه.
And then that a significant time passed and the Prophet happened to turn around and sees the man trying to take his sword out of its sheath.
فمشى وتركهما.
And the Prophet went about his way and left them.
حتى علم الصحابة بعد ذلك فغضبوا أن يكونوا يريدون اغتياله من بينهم.
And this angered the companions that after they realized that they were trying to take the life of the Prophet.
وفي رجوعهما في الطريق هذا ظهرت فيه غدد في ركبتيه ومات والآخر نزلت صاعقة فدقته فهلك.
And that they both had something happen to them while they were returning. One of them had an ailment in his knees, and the other one was struck by lightning.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ.
Indeed, God will not change the condition of a people until they change the condition of their own souls.
وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ.
And that God says that any affliction that strikes you, it's only because of what your hands have wrapped.
وَيَعْفُو عَن كَثِيرٍ.
But God pardons and overlooks a lot.
عِندَ غَيَابِ الْوَعْيِ لِهَذِهِ الْحَقَائِقِ الْإِلَهِيَّةِ يَتَعَرَّضُ الْبَشَرُ لمعان من الوحشية والبعد عن القيم.
That we find that when people are negligent to these realities of revelation, that the result will be that their bestial nature will overcome them and they'll neglect true values of principles, values.
فتتحكم عليهم الشهوات والمصالح وإذا بهم كالأنعام بل هم أضلوا ثم ينتقم الله بهذا من هذا وبهذا من هذا وبهذا من هذا ثم لا تكون العاقبة إلا للمتقين.
And then we find that they will then be chained and overcome by their lower desires, and their ulterior motives is what will drive them. And so that we'll find that there will be a constant struggle between others and vengeance taken on both sides. And in the end of the day, that the end result is only for those that are pious.
فنسأل الله يحيي في قلوب البشر إدراك حقائق عظمة خالقهم وخالق الكون.
That we ask our Creator to create in human beings this consciousness that we recognize the greatness of the affair that is before us.
وليطلبوا التغيير إلى الأفضل في الواقع بتغيير ما في أنفسهم إلى الأحسن والأصلح.
And that we try to seek the best possible change outwardly that is before us in reality by focusing upon the change in our own selves.
اللهم أصلح شؤوننا وتولنا في ظاهرنا وباطننا يا رب العالمين.
We ask God to rectify our affairs and to look after us in all of our different affairs, inwardly and outwardly.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to ask Professor Reed to join me here at the podium for a brief discussion.
Definitely, yeah. The slower the better, so we can be more precise.
Okay. First of all, it's such an incredible honor to be the speaker. I was laughing, as most people were smiling, about the story of the spiders, because when I was maybe 16, I'm not a Muslim, but a Muslim friend of mine told me the story of the spiders, and I have never killed one since. And for some reason, my house in Los Angeles is often full of spiders, and I'm beginning to think that there is a reason for that. Nobody else on my block.
SubhanAllah.
But what struck me was just the wonderful.
هذا من طيب الفطرة الإنسانية.
This is from, you know, that your good, the good aspect of your nature.
Thank you. I'm sure the spiders think so. One thing that struck me in this talk was just how rich Islamic history and Quranic history is. Just vivid stories that are really able to be analyzed in ways that continue to give people faith and courage. The very first paper I ever wrote about Islamic studies was about the issue of free will and predestination in Islam. The older that I got, or the more that I studied, I realized that this is in some ways an artificial distinction, and that the much more challenging moral and social issues have to do with the things in between. Courage, faith, trust, and, of course, social action. So I wanted to focus on one aspect of the story, of stories about prophets like Noah, and how they really have inspired Muslims of our generations to be really courageous and to teach people through actions. And I'm thinking of the story of Imam Nawawi, died in 1277 of the Common Era, a very wonderful man, a wonderful jurist, who is described as living his whole life very carefully on the example of the prophet's life, I mean, in terms of small details. So it was said about him, for example, that he never ate fruit and never drank cold water. The prophet didn't do either of these things, of course, but the idea of being an ascetic person who controls their appetites, maybe doesn't want to have something, some kind of precious food like fruit. I think the very first time you hear the story told, it seems to be about zuhud. It seems to be about zuhud and control. But when somebody asked him, why don't you drink cold water and why don't you eat fruit? It's the perfect opportunity for him to say, well, the Prophet had very modest appetites. But instead, what Nawawi answered was, these apples, Damascus is a city that is surrounded by orchards. And in the orchards, there are unfair farming practices, sharecropping, essentially, where the farmers who work the land for the landowners live a very bad life. So how could I possibly make myself gay or glad eating these fine fruits and drinking water that makes me feel happy when other people are suffering? This is one tiny story from his life, but I like the way that also in the story of Noah, the humanity that was stressed in this story really asks you to unwrap sort of layers of what is happening. And it's a way of teaching sort of a means to social change. The other thing, I don't want to take up too much time. I know some people came from a long way away. Is sort of the idea that we can't predict or that we need to stop thinking about a span of time in terms of change. This is what I heard from the Sheikh most, I found really compelling. That time, that the issues of justice or the issues of changing yourself even or having the ability to live in a way that is true to yourself, which sometimes isn't even possible, that these, we have no conception of how, of what kind of time frame is going on, what kinds of things, how long it might take for something to elapse. Noah certainly spent many, many years without asking, you know, when is this going to, when do I get some kind of satisfaction? So I thought I would just ask, I have so many questions. I wanted to ask if there's a, if there is, in terms of social action, if there's a difference between sort of blind courage or acting without any hope of survival or success, which I think we have many examples of even in the Prophet's lifetime, or whether having ultimate trust, not faith like iman, but trust, that you're doing the right thing. How do you, when you think about people thinking one thing or the other, I will do this regardless. I'm not going to think about whether it will be successful or not. Or I have to know that it's successful and then try to assume that it will work out. Maybe that's a difficult question. So that was the main point I thought maybe could be clarified, whether in the short term it's better to have, just to act and have ultimate faith in God's answers, or whether you should really have hope in the short term, if that makes sense.
الدافع لنفس الإنسان أن يقدم على الأمر أو أن يتركه هو اعتقاده فائدة عائدة إليه إلا أن هذه الفائدة قد تكون حسية أو معنوية دنيوية أو أخروية.
And so that what really compels people to act is that they feel that through anything that they're going to do, there's going to be bring about some type of benefit. However, we have to define this benefit, that it could be a tangible benefit, it could be an intangible benefit, it could be a benefit that is reaped in this world, or it could be a benefit that is reaped in the next world.
فالإنسان العادي ما يقوم بشيء إلا وهو يحسب حسابه لما يحصل منه له حسيا وماديا.
That a normal person will only do something if they think there will be some type of benefit, a tangible benefit that is going to they're going to attain quickly in the present world.
وقد يتسع نظره بسعة عقله ودقة تفكيره إلى بعض فوائد أيضا معنوية أو مستقبلية في على مدى.
That there might be an expansiveness in the horizons of their mind such that they would do something that would produce some type of fruit in the long term.
لكن الإيمان يرفعه فوق هذا كله.
That through faith that one can move beyond all of this.
فيعلمه أن يبذل ما ينفع به العبادة ويخرج فيه ملكه الخاص ورجاءه فوق ذلك غير ما يعود بالنفع عليه وإن كان النفع عائدا عليه في الدنيا لكن رجاءه فوق ذلك وجه ربه الذي يعطيه على ذلك نعيما مخلدا.
And so for the believer, whether it's related to what faith does for him, whether it's related to a particular form of worship, or whether it be related to something societal like giving out wealth, that benefit that comes to them from those various things, that there is benefit in this world, but also that there is a long-term benefit that in the mind of the believer is not reaped until the next realm.
بذلك يسجي المعروف والإحسان حتى إلى من يسيء إليه.
And that this is why that someone that has this perspective that they will do good things and show goodness to even those that treat them terribly.
وإلى من لا يرجو منه منفعة قط ولا يتصور أن ينفعه في يوم من الأيام.
And that to even to people that will never benefit them in any way and that will they'll never even conceive about obtaining some type of you know some type of benefit from them.
بل حتى عن خدمة الحيوان والإحسان إلى الحيوان.
To the extent that they will be concerned to serve animals and to show goodness to animals.
فرق بين الشجاعة التي تصدر بهذا الإيمان والشجاعة العمياء الأخرى التي هي التهور.
That there's a difference between that the necessary courage that is needed, that these type of actions that will that allow for these type of actions to emerge in between about the blind courage that was mentioned, which could be termed tahawur, which is a type of like recklessness.
بأن يستجيب لدواعي غضب عنده فيتصرف على غير بصيرة.
And the criterion is that if the agents that cause one to become angry, that one responds to those such that it then enables them to come out of control and to act based upon that anger.
أو أن يغلب عليه غرض ففي سبيل تحقيقه لا يبالي بما كان ولو فيه الأذى للغير أو التعدي أو إضاعة حقوق الآخر.
Or that their ulterior motives have overcome them to the extent that they want to attain those very things, even if it means it's at the expense and harm of other people.
أو يتوصلوا إليه من دون أي مراعاة للأسباب ولا مقتضى يقتضي اعتماده على المسبب.
Or that they try to attain them in a way that is completely outside that they're relying upon the one who creates the causes.
وهذا يختلف عن الشجاعة التي يبنيها الإيمان.
And that this differs from the courage that is buttressed through faith.
فالشجاعة التي يبنيها الإيمان تكون على بصيرة فيما يقدم عليه لا يقدم عليه إلا بنية صحيحة وبتصرف أيضا محمود.
That the courage that is buttressed by faith, that the person will not embark upon any action except with a correct intention and and with proper balanced action outwardly.
وهذا يكون أسخى ولو بروحه من الآخر لكن في موطنها وموضعها وعلى وجهها.
And that this will lead to a more greater tangible results when it's applied in this way.
ويحذر الإيمان من أن يستعبد الإنسان للدينار والدرهم والأغراض والأمتع الفانية.
And that one's very faith warns them to be enslaved by material wealth or anything of this sort.
فيكسبه ذلك إما جبنا وإما تهورا.
And that this will lead the human being to being a coward or the opposite side of the spectrum where that they're just uncontrolled.
والأمثلة العظمى للشجاعة الإيمانية شجاعة الأنبياء صلوات الله عليه.
The greatest example of faith-based courage is that of the prophets.
ومثل قول سيدنا هود لقومه فكيدوا إني بريء مما تعبدون من دون الله فكيدوني جميعا ثم لا تنظرون.
And that likewise that we see this example of the prophet Hud, that he said to his people, you know, that let all of you try to plot against me.
إني توكلت على الله ربي وربكم.
Indeed, I have placed my trust in my Lord and your Lord.
وقول نبينا لعمه العباس والله لو وضع الشمس في يميني لعم أبي طالب لو وضع الشمس في يميني والقمر في يساري على أن أترك هذا الأمر ما تركته حتى يظهره الله أو أهلك دونه.
Or the statement of the Prophet to his uncle Abu Talib when he said that, "Oh uncle, were you to place the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left hand, that I will not leave this affair until God manifests it or I die doing so." I hope that we touched on your question.
Yes, you did. I don't know if this is still on.
Assalamu alaikum. If there are questions from the audience, I'd appreciate it if you could step over here and ask your questions briefly into the microphone so that we can have it translated and answered. But please have a question and not a statement, and please keep your question to 60 seconds or less. Thank you. Any questions at all from the 185 individuals that are here?
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Ruben. I'd like to know, how do you know you're a direct descendant of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
كيف تعرف أنكم من ذرية النبي صلى
الله عليه وسلم؟ اللهم صل على آله.
So he asked him that how does he know that he's a direct descendant of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
لسنا نحن الذين عرفنا لكن المجتمع عرفنا كما عرفك ابن من أنت.
He says that we in of ourselves that we don't know, but everyone around him in society informed him just as the way that you know that who your mother and father is.
فمجتمع النبي عرف أن عرف فاطمة أنها بنت النبي.
And so that those in the time of the Prophet that told Fatima that she is the daughter of the Prophet.
مجتمع الصحابة عرف الحسين أنه ابن فاطمة.
And that those in the time of the companions told Hussein that he is the son of Fatima.
ومجتمع التابعين عرف علي بن الحسين أنه ابن الحسين.
And that those from the followers, which is the generation after the companions, told that Ali Zain al-Abidin is son of Hussein.
ومجتمع تابع التابعين عرف محمد الباقر أنه ابن علي زين العابدين.
And the generation after them let Muhammad al-Baqir know that he's the son of Ali Zain al-Abidin.
ومجتمع جعفر الصادق عرف جعفر الصادق أنه ابن محمد الباقر.
And that those living in the times of Ja'far al-Sadiq told him that he's the son of Muhammad al-Baqir.
في 37 اسم إذا حببت أعدهم لك إلى عندي.
He said that there's 37 names between me and the Prophet. If you want, I'll mention every single one.
لكن بيطول الكلام فلا شك.
Thank you.
He says that it would take me, he says I could name all 37 if you want between me and the Prophet, but it's going to take a while.
يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم كيف نغير ما بأنفسنا. Allah Ta'ala says in his book that he does not change the condition of people until they change what is within themselves. So how do we change ourselves?
نغير ما بأنفسنا بالنظر إلى ما فيها من صفات.
The way that we change our souls is by looking at the qualities that we have.
فنفرق بين الصفات المحبوبة التي يحبها خالق النفوس جل جلاله.
That we distinguish between the traits that are beloved to God, the creator of everyone's soul.
والصفات التي يكرهها.
Between the states, the traits of heart that he dislikes.
فنعمل على تثبيت ما أحبه من الصفات.
That those traits that are beloved to God, that we make those firmly rooted in our heart.
واستجلاب ما لم يكن موجودا منها.
And that we try to acquire those that we don't have yet.
مثل الصبر.
Like patience.
والإخلاص.
And sincerity.
وإرادة الخير للغير.
And desiring good for people.
والحرص على نفع الناس.
And being avidly desiring good for people and benefiting them.
وننظر إلى ما يكرهه سبحانه فنعمل على التصفية منه وقلعه.
And that we know the traits that are not beloved to God, and that we try to purify our hell, those from our heart, and uproot them.
وَالتَّحْسِينِ أَنْ يَصِلَ إِلَيْهَا شَيْءٌ مِمَّا يَكْرَهُهُ اللَّهُ.
And that we then try to protect our hearts from having in it a quality that is displeasing to Him.
وَحِسْنُ كُلِّ ذَلِكَ حُسْنُ امْتِثَالِنَا لِأَمْرِهِ وَاجْتِنَابِنَا لِمَا نَهَانَا عَنْهُ.
And the fort overarching fortress of all of that is the implementation of His commands and avoiding of His prohibitions.
ثم قراءة تاريخي للاعتبار وقصص الماضين خصوصا ما قص الله ورسوله.
And then we read the stories of those who came before us, and we reflect upon them and learn lessons from them, in particular the stories in the Quran.
والخلاصة في تغيير ما بأنفسنا أن نتوصل إلى جمع الهوى و ضبط الشهوة والغضب.
So the essence of changing our own souls is to place the faculty of desire and the faculty of anger in control.
فنتوسط فيهما فلا ينطلق بشهوة أو غضب إلا بإشارة العقل والشرع.
So we create this just equilibrium, and that we never just act haphazardly, that we only act upon the dictates of anger and desire to the extent that is under the direction of the intellect and the sacred law. That may God all give us enabling grace to do that and purify our hearts.
As-salamu alaykum, sir. I wanted to ask, when we base all our actions based on the rewards in the world hereafter, does it not make us complacent towards the achievements that we want to do in this world, especially in the field of science and technology, and how to avoid that complacence, that sense of, you know, achievement, right, in terms of the fact that we have achieved in the world hereafter?
Right. Yeah.
So he said in response to your question that there's two things that we need.
الأمر الأول أن نعلم أن ما يتعلق بهذا التطور إذا اقترن بالنية الصالحة كان عليه ثواب في الآخرة.
The first thing that we have to know is that if we, anything that you mentioned, and that scientific discoveries and, you know, inventing technology and so forth, if we do so with a righteous intention, we'll get a reward for it in the next world.
واستعماله في الخير يدخل في سن السنة الحسنة.
And that using that science and technology for the betterment of humanity, that it's what is termed a sunnah hasana, a good engendering, it's in initiating a good practice.
والأمر الثاني أن إرادة ما يكون أيضا من الدخل الدنيوي والمصالح الدنيوية لا حرج في أخذه من حله ومحله على العموم.
And that also in the general principle states that in terms of our interacting with the world and everything that goes about with that, and progress and so forth and salaries and everything else, is that not only is it from the general rubric of lawful matters, and it's permissible to do that, but also even moving beyond that, that we can turn everything into something that is sacred and to make it, to turn, change it into something that is sacred through a righteous intention.
ثم كثير من شؤون الحياة لا تخلو الأرض من متفرغين لأجل هوايتي أو الرغبة في مكاسب الدنيا فيعمرونها تامة.
And so then we find that there is a number of things that we have in this world, that there's people that are focusing all of their time in these areas, such that there's they're doing the work on behalf of other people.
فكما يمكن أن يقوم بها هؤلاء من غير مبالاة بشرائع يؤمنون بها فيمكن أن يقوم بها المؤمن لكن بنية أكبر من هذه النيات التي عندهم وبموافقة الشريعة.
So that these various pursuits that people have That there's people that could do this that are not, you know, non-theists or not religious people. But those these same pursuits could be done by religious people for different reasons. Getting back to the idea of having a good intention and using it for the betterment of humanity. That perhaps that this hadith that he's mentioning, if we reflect upon it, will help clarify this meaning. That one time one of the companions saw a very strong young man that was working hard and earning money.
فقال بعضهم لو كان هذا نشاطه هذا في سبيل الله.
That some of them said that were he only to use his strength for the sake of God.
فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet said,
إن خرج يسعى يعف نفسه عن المسألة فهو في سبيل الله.
That if this particular individual that he is going out to earn a living, so he doesn't have to ask people for things, that he is in the path of God.
فإن خرج يسعى على والدين يعفهما فهو في سبيل الله.
That if he is earning money to take care of his parents, he's considered to be in the path of God.
وإن خرج يسعى على زوجة وأولاد يكفلهم فهو في سبيل الله.
That if he is going to earn money to take care of his wife and children, that person is in the path of God.
وإن خرج يقضي دينا عليه فهو في سبيل الله.
That he, if he is going to earn money to take care of one of his debts, that he is in the path of God.
وإن خرج يسعى على أرملة أو مسكين فهو في سبيل الله.
And if he is going to earn money to take care of poor people or widows, he's also in the path of God.
وإن خرج يسعى مكاثرة ومفاخرة فهو في سبيل الشيطان.
That if he's going out to earn money so that to boast about his achievements and that people can to look at him, then he is in the path of Satan.
فالكل يمكن أن يسعى وإنما تفرق بين من يريد الآخرة ويريد الدنيا النية.
So what the real point of differentiation is that a person's intention. Many people have different pursuits, but what is their intention?
والعمل واحد وهذا في سبيل الله وهذا في سبيل الشيطان.
And you could have two people doing the same thing outwardly, but because of the intention, one is, according to our belief, serving God, and the other one is serving Satan.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for coming, and thank you for coming to USC in Los Angeles. This question has to do with patience. You spoke about patience, something I definitely struggle with. And I wonder, when is it appropriate to act, and when is it appropriate to wait in the face of injustice? And if there's any ayat, any signs that we can use to help determine that.
الصبر جند من جنود العقل.
That he said patience is in a sense an army of the intellect.
كلما قوي العقل قوي هذا الجندي.
That the stronger one's intelligence and intellect, the stronger the army of patience will be.
لأن الصابر إنما يتحمل ألم الحاضر للذة المستقبل.
Because the patient one is someone who is bearing the difficulty of the moment for the pleasure that is going to come in the long term.
والصبر يكون فيما يتعلق بمعاملة الناس في حق الإنسان نفسه.
So that patience, and to make the distinction, is when that someone else is dealing with you related to some of your own personal rights.
فإذا حصل ظلم ظالم فإن كان ذلك عليه فهو ما بين أن يأخذ حقه بلا تجاوز الحدود وبين أن يصبر ويترك حقه.
So if someone transgresses their own rights, that they again have two choices. That they can either demand their rights within the, you know, within limits, or that they can relinquish their rights. They have a choice.
وأما إن تعلق الظلم بغيره فهو إن كان قادرا على دفع هذا الظلم فلا معنى للصبر هنا وليس من الصبر أن لا يكف الظالم عن ظلمه ما دام الظلم يمس غيره.
But if someone else's rights are being transgressed, and that and they have the ability to ward off that transgression, that here that there's no meaning to patience, that to the extent that they can take part in the warding off of that transgression, that it's a requ- they're required to do that.
وإنما نجد غالب النفوس إذ هي لا تهذب أنها لا تندفع لكف الظلم عن غيرها بقدر ما تندفع عن الغير لنفسها.
But usually with people, especially those that have not been refined, their character has not been refined, that usually that they will demand their own rights and they're very ready to stand up for their own rights but not for the others. That's the usual case.
وعند العجز عن كف الظلم على الغير فالصبر هنا أن يصبر المظلوم وأن يعمل وإياه على الأسباب الصحيحة التي لا تؤدي إلى ظلم أكبر لإزاحة هذا الظلم ولو مستقبلا.
And so that if they cannot remove any of that aggression or transgression against the second party's rights that are being taken, then the meaning of patience here is to help those people be patient and to be able to help them deal with their situation appropriately such that it doesn't lead to a greater harm and in the long term that those rights are returned back to them.
والصبر الذي ذكرناه في حق نفسه أيضا هو على درجات.
And that the patience that you mentioned in terms of one's that we mentioned in terms of one's own self, that there's varying degrees to this patience.
وليس كله بواجب.
And that not all of these manifestations of patience are an obligation.
بل لو دافع عن ماله أو عن عرضه أو عن نفسه حتى قتل فهو شهيد.
That according to our understanding, if someone would try to preserve that their wealth or their own honor or their own life, and were their very life to be taken in their preservation of their own rights, that they would consider to be a martyr.
لكن الذي ترك ذلك في موقف لا يتضرر به الغير وإنما آثر هو الصبر فذلك رجل مضحٍ صاحب تضحية وأجره أكبر.
And that whereas if someone's in a situation where that they can be patient and that they're willing to bear the hardship that goes along with that patience, that they're considered to be a person who's giving a greater sacrifice and the reward is greater.
لكن الصبر العظم الأكثر أثرا هو الصبر عند ثوران الشهوات إلى المحرمات والكف عنها.
But the greater patience even is that when one's lower desires are stirred up, but they have the ability to keep those under the control of the intellect and to act accordingly.
وفي ذلك يقول بعض الصالحين لأن أرد درهم من شبهة أحب لي من أن أتصدق بمئة ألف.
This is why one of the righteous said that were someone to give me one dirham, which is, you know, a small silver coin, and for me to return that because of a fear that it's coming from a legally doubtful source, is more beloved to me than to give out 1,000, you know, silver coins, 1,000 dirhams in charity.
وهو مثل الصبر عند ثوران الغضب وإرادة الاعتداء على الغير.
And similarly, this applies to someone that when they've become enraged and they want to take vengeance or the like, that to be able to control their anger and be patient in that moment is also has great merit.
فهذا هو الصبر الأهم والأعظم.
This is the most important patience and the greatest.
Assalamu alaikum. I often hear Muslims say that when they're going through a particularly difficult hardship in their lives, that this must be a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How would you respond to that?
إن الله سبحانه وتعالى بحكمته يختبر الناس بالسر والضر.
That God through His wisdom will try people in with hardship and ease.
وبالرخاء وبالشدة.
And with prosperity and difficult circumstances.
ولكن ما ينقل قوما غالبا من رخاء إلى شدة إلا لشيء من الانحراف عندهم في أخلاقهم ومعاملاتهم.
That generally speaking, that he won't transform their state of prosperity to that one of difficulty unless it's related to something that they have done, some type of diversion that they've made from what we would call the straight path.
وقد يكون أحيانا ابتلاء أو اختبار لرفعة الدرجات من دون سبق ذنب.
But it is also possible that God would send someone a tribulation, which from our perspective would be a means for them to attain a higher station with God.
فالكلام على الغالب.
So we're speaking now in terms of generalities.
وهذا الغالب لا يجوز فيه أن يتخذ هذا احتجاجا على ترك قدرة وأسباب يستطيعون القيام بها في مقابلة ذلك.
Right. So even now this is generally the case. What we mentioned that someone can't say that because this is generally the case that I am not going to respond in my own situation to try to better my situation, such that they just become fatalist in that sense.
فصحيح أن يعلموا أنه نتيجة لشيء من سوء أعمالهم ابتلاهم الله به وليس بصحيح أن يراجعوا أنفسهم أن يقعدوا عن مراجعة أنفسهم أو عن أن يقوموا بواجب هو يقدرون عليه في دفع هذا الشر.
So it's correct for someone to look at their own state and to see that the fact that they are going through these tribulations it might be from something that they've done. But it's not okay to think that by understanding it in that way that they're not required to make the necessary changes in their life to also better their situation.
لأن بعض الناس إذا شذ وانحرف يريد أن يحتج بالقدر فيقعد ويتكاسل أو يفعل الشر ويقول مقدر.
And so that we see that some people that fall into inappropriate behavior and to do iniquitous things that they might say, oh, you know, this is the decree of God and this is what had to happen, and that they blame their actions on the decree of God.
وينطلق لتلبية مطامع نفسه بكل الجهد.
And that in reality they're only responding to the desires of their own soul, you know, avidly.
وفي مسألة التخيير والتسيير سأل مرة واحد سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب يقول له كيف متى يكون الإنسان مخير متى يكون مجبور تحت الأمر كيف الجبر والاختيار.
So when we talk about you know, free will versus predestination, we wouldn't necessarily say free will, we would say freedom of choice. That one, Abu Talib was asked about that, that when, how do we understand these two aspects, that the human being, do we have free will or is there predetermination? And that this particular individual was standing. That Sayyidina Ali said to him that, lift up one of your legs. And so he lifted one of his legs. He said, lift your second leg. He says, I can't. He says, that's your answer. There are certain things that we have a choice in, other things we don't have a choice in, so we have to differentiate between the two. So we're going to just take the last three questions quickly because of the time.
So I'll be quick. But my question was essentially, so what you were saying is that the way to look at history and change is from people with patience and from that situation from below. And that history in the United States, we see that very much as this is a land that has people who've stood up against oppression for 500 years. But oftentimes the community looks through the eyes of power and to the powerful rather than to the people and to those who are struggling against injustice. So we ask you what your advice would be about how to get the community to look at that perspective rather than looking just at power.
So we'll just take all three questions and he'll give responses. You want to ask your questions, Will?
I don't have a question. Assalamu alaikum. I just brought a letter from my Sheikh, Sheikh Mohammed Sharif bin Farid, in the Risala, Sheikh Mohammed Sharif bin Sin.
MashaAllah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
I have a question, inshallah. I would like to hear from your perspective on a better way to do this. As Muslims and as people in all throughout this world, I know that it's an obligation for us obtaining knowledge throughout life, throughout our faith, throughout ourselves. But I would like to know if you can please explain and tell us the importance of applying the knowledge that we are learning, that Allah has blessed us to learn, to where we live by it and not just speak it and say it to others, but we're not applying it ourselves?
And also, I wanted to add, if you can also share the importance of women being learned in this time of our, in our history, inshallah.
لضيق الوقت بختصار نجيب على هذه الثلاثة الأسئلة.
So that we have a short time, but we'll answer them to the best way we can.
الناس في أمريكا كغيرهم في مختلف أقطار الأرض معرضون في مختلف الأوقات لاختلاف المسالك وتحول الأحوال من خير وشر وصلاح وفساد.
So the first question that people in America, just as other people in any place in the world, that they're constantly susceptible to that different ways of approaching the various situations in their time, whether it is a, it is considered to be on the wrong side of good or on the side of bad.
وعامه اقطار الارض في تواريخها تحمل انه قد حصل ظهور الخير وظهور الشر فيها وظهور الفساد وظهور الصلاح وظهور الظلم وظهور العدل إما في أوقات مختلفة أو في نواحي أو أوجه مختلفة.
So most of the places on earth that they had different phases related to those particular places, that there was times that there was better, there was good representation manifestations, the time that there was bad manifestations, and that there was times where that generally the state was good, but there was some bad aspects as well. So this is a universal, that different places have different stages that relate to this.
وتنبيه العقول إلى أن تبعد التسرع في الحكم أو أن يأخذها الانبهار في شيء وتغفل عن أمور متعلقة به من الواجبات.
He says that it's necessary to clarify to people that if they're only looking at things from a particular perspective and they don't recognize efforts on the other side, that this is an obligation to expand their consciousness and inform them.
أما أهمية تطبيق العلم فإن وجود العلم من غير التطبيق كوجود التغذية من غير التناول والأدوية كذلك من غير التناول.
He said, as for the answer about knowledge without implementation, that it's the similitude is it's like having food but not eating it or having medicine but not taking it.
فمهما جمع الإنسان من أحسن أنواع الأغذية في العالم ثم لم يتناولها يموت جوعا.
That were someone to gather the best food in the world but they not to eat it, that they would die hungry.
ومهما جمع المريض أحسن أنواع الأدوية في العالم ووضعها في ثلاجته أو وضع مقابل عينه يتشوفها ولم يستعملها فإنه يموت بالمرض.
And were we to have the best medicine in the world, but we only to keep it in the refrigerator or to keep it frozen and just look at it and we never used it, then we would die with that illness.
فلا بد إذن من الانتفاع في الانتفاع بالعلم من تطبيقه والعمل به.
So we have to benefit from our knowledge through practicing it and implementing it.
ولم يزل النساء ذوات أدوار سواء في العلوم أو في الأعمال الصالحة على مدى تاريخ البشرية.
That without doubt that women have a very important role in relation to knowledge, and they still do, as that they theoretically should have had historically.
من البداية في إقامة الله للخلافة في الأرض فهل ابتدأها آدم من دون حواء؟
That in the beginning when God that first originated initiated the vicegerency of the human being on earth, that could there have been Adam have done his role without Eve?
ابتدأت خلافة الله بالإثنين.
And that God began this vicegerency with two people.
ولو أخذنا تاريخ أي نبي فأردنا حذف النساء من أدوارهن كان الشلل في حكاية التاريخ كله.
And that were we to try to omit the reality of the women that were behind all of the prophets that spanned history, that then that he said the stories would become paralyzed, meaning that they wouldn't have their true meaning.
لا يستطيع أحد في العالم أن يصور سيرة النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من دون أن يذكر خديجة بنت خويلد.
That there's no way for us to even conceive the history of the Prophet Muhammad and his life without his wife Khadija.
ثم من دون أن يذكر فاطمة الزهراء.
nor will we be able to conceive his sister without mentioning his daughter Fatima or any of the other mothers of the believers, his wives, nor that the female migrants and the female helpers, that these affairs are all interrelated. That in terms of the religious perspective, that men and women, that there is a there come that, that men and women that are supposed to work together. They're not supposed to. They're not enemies of one another. That things are interrelated and they help one another.
ليس شرف أحد الجنسين بميوعه ولا بقدر ولا بترك القيم وشرف الجميع بالعلم والعمل والتقوى.
That this is beyond and transcends gender. That any honor is not about one's physical gender. It's about the knowledge and the nobility of that human being.
وفقنا الله أجمعين.
So may he give us all tawfiq.